This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'm not sure that anybody's ever seen anything like this before.
Tonight, Trump on trial. Ex-tabloid publisher David Pecker telling jurors about a secret deal between him and Donald Trump to bury negative stories during the 2016 presidential campaign. And the former president blasts the judge and gag order.
Unconstitutional gag order by a highly conflicted judge.
President Biden.
Yet the worst president in the history of our country.
And the courtroom.
It's freezing, by the way.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, and thank you for being with us. I'm Maurice Dubois. Nora is on assignment. We begin tonight with day two of testimony in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker was back on the stand where he said he worked with Trump and his longtime fixer, Michael Cohen, to hide negative stories about him during the 2016 campaign. The prosecution claims it was all a part of a conspiracy to influence the election. Before today's testimony, there was a tense hearing over whether Trump repeatedly violated a gag order by attacking witnesses and jurors on social media. Prosecutors urged the judge to fine Trump thousands of dollars and hold him in contempt, while the former president complained that his right to free speech was being taken away. CBS's Robert Costa was inside the courthouse and starts us off tonight.
Former President Trump aired his frustration with being in court today.
It's a very unfair situation.
After listening to former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, a man he's known for over three decades, explain the strategy he testified they agreed upon ahead of the 2016 election. The paper would bury any negative news about Trump while promoting fake stories about his political opponents, including Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. Pecker testified the plan was concocted at Trump Tower in 2015. Trump and former fixer Michael Cohen allegedly asked him how he could help the campaign. He told them, "I would be your eyes and ears," explaining the practice of catch and kill. The Enquirer would buy the rights to any damaging story about Trump and never publish it. Prosecutors say that plan was the origin of Cohen's $130,000 payment to former adult film star Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump, who denies it all. One example of catch and kill discussed in court today involved a Trump building doorman who was selling what turned out to be a fake story about Trump fathering a son. Pecker told the jury today he bought the story because of the potential embarrassment it would have to the campaign and Mr. Trump.
David Pecker is a very strong witness for the prosecution. He seems very solid on the stand. He certainly seems like he doesn't have any axe to grind with Donald Trump and seems almost apologetic for having to tell this story.
On the stand, Pecker said Trump called him about another story he wanted kept quiet, that of former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claimed to have had a 10-month-long affair with Trump in 2006, which he denies.
After we had been intimate, he tried to pay me, and I actually didn't know how to take that.
4 days before the 2016 election, the Wall Street Journal reported that American Media, which owned the Inquirer at the time, had paid McDougal $150,000 for the rights to her story, which was never published.
In the gag order hearing, the prosecution argued that Trump should be held in contempt for all of his scathing commentary about this case. Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, said his client's being careful with his words. To that, the judge said, that's just not credible. Maurice.
Robert Costa once again at the criminal courthouse in Lower Manhattan tonight. Thank you. Now to those escalating clashes and threats of violence on college campuses. Protests are growing as more students across the country are staging demonstrations against Israel's war in Gaza. CBS's Nancy Chen tonight on what protesters are demanding.
Palestinian demonstrators clash with police at Cal Poly Humboldt in Northern California after a group of students used chairs and other furniture to barricade themselves inside one of the school's main buildings. At NYU, NYPD officers in riot gear cleared out a pro-Palestinian encampment last night after students defied the university's order to leave.
We want to see an acknowledgement from our university that there is a genocide happening.
Leave the plaza now. Arrested for trespass.
120 people were arrested.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
If you're going to host a protest, you should host it in a spot that's not so busy and dependent upon students' classes.
Today, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said students who protest peacefully are not the problem.
We can't have outside agitators come in and be destructive to our city. There was someone wanted to something to happen at that protest at NYU that police officers didn't respond to.
From coast to coast, campus to campus, protests are growing louder in solidarity. Students are also joining in at UC Berkeley.
Quite frankly, I think it's important that people start to align themselves with Palestinian resistance.
Here at Columbia University, the seventh day of protests, demonstrators want the school to divest from all business that supports Israel.
I think that it's time to divest from those weapons manufacturing and redivest them into other important things.
They're also demanding amnesty for all students who have been punished.
Is the goal to stay here until those demands are met?
Yes.
And as you can see behind me, demonstrators both on and off campus are still demanding to be heard. Meanwhile, there are growing calls for the university's president to resign. Maurice?
And no real end in sight tonight. Nancy Chen at Columbia University in New York, thank you. It is being called a monumental settlement for the survivors of sexual abuse by the disgraced former U.S. gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. The Justice Department announcing today that it'll pay more than $138 million for the FBI's mishandling of the investigation. Olympic stars Simone Biles, Michaela Maroney, and Allie Raisman, among the more than 100 people who sued the FBI for failing to respond to their complaints with urgency. The combined payouts to Nassar's victims now top $1 billion. At a campaign event today in Florida, President Biden blamed his opponent, former President Trump, for a growing wave of restrictive abortion laws across the country. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on what is shaping up to be a key issue in the polls in November.
This isn't about states' rights, it's about women's rights.
President Biden traveled to Tampa today, just 8 days before Florida's abortion crackdown is set to go into effect. The nation's third most populous state will ban abortions at 6 weeks, a point at which many women still don't realize they're pregnant.
There's one person responsible for this nightmare, and he's acknowledged and he brags about it, Donald Trump.
When it comes to abortion, there is one thing Biden and Trump agree on, that it was Trump's appointment of three deeply conservative Supreme Court justices that changed the balance of the court and brought about an end to Roe v. Wade.
We broke Roe v. Wade, and we did something that nobody thought was possible.
Since then, about half of all U.S. states have rolled back reproductive rights. And yet, polling by CBS News shows only a third of Americans say Trump deserves the blame.
He described the Dobbs decision as a miracle. Maybe it's coming from that Bible he's trying to sell.
Today, Biden highlighted the recent spike in pregnant women being turned away from emergency rooms. Caitlin Joshua was turned away by two hospitals in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when she was having a miscarriage.
I was told that I would be sent home with prayers but would not get a diagnosis of miscarriage on paper or verbally.
5 months after Florida's abortion ban goes into effect, voters in that state will have a chance to reverse it. There's a referendum on November's ballot in Florida that the Biden team hopes will drive Democratic voters to the polls there, though Florida hasn't gone for a Democratic presidential candidate since 2012. Maurice?
Okay, Nancy Cordes at the White House tonight. Thank you. Now a story that should serve as a warning for gun owners traveling to the Caribbean islands of Turks and Caicos. An American tourist is behind bars tonight, facing up to 12 years in prison after officials found ammunition in his luggage. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports on a State Department travel alert.
A tearful reunion at the Oklahoma City airport this morning was not the way Valerie Watson thought her Turks and Caicos vacation would end.
Just getting to hold them again. It just filled my mama heart.
She's home, but her husband and father of two, Ryan, is in jail on the islands, facing a potential mandatory minimum sentence of 12 years behind bars over four rounds of hunting ammo airport security found in his carry-on bag as the couple was set to leave Turks and Caicos earlier this month.
We were trying to pack board shorts and flip-flops. You know, packing ammunition was not at all our intent.
We spoke with the Watsons Sunday before they learned Valerie would not be charged and be allowed to return home.
This went from what was supposed to be a dream vacation to a nightmare.
Brian Hegridge from Pennsylvania is awaiting trial after ammo was found in his checked bag in February.
Subsequently spent eight nights in their local jail, some of the darkest, hardest times of my life, quite frankly.
Possessing a gun or ammunition is prohibited in Turks and Caicos. However, tourists were often able to pay a fine until a February court order mandating even tourists in the process of leaving the country be subject to prison time. Last September, the U.S. Embassy posted this travel alert online warning people to check your luggage for stray ammunition.
I can't even begin to think that this very innocent, regrettable mistake would prevent me from being able to, you know, watch my son graduate or teach him to shave or take my daughter to, dances.
A mistake that could land American tourists visiting an island paradise in a prison hell. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News.
Now to breaking news tonight. CBS News is confirming that the FDA has found evidence of the bird flu virus in grocery store milk, but expressed confidence that there is no threat to human health. The government agency said tests are being conducted to determine how well pasteurization works to reduce the risk of infectious bird flu in the milk supply. Tonight, we continue our CBS News investigation into the growing wave of online romance scams. CBS's Jim Axelrod reports on a sinister new twist when the victims themselves become accomplices.
My mom was actually very specific about wanting to do online dating, and it felt safer.
Online dating felt safer.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't painful enough that Kelly Gow's mother, Laura Kowal, was scammed out of $1.5 million, then found dead in the Mississippi River, when Kelly started investigating what happened, she discovered her mom's role in something criminal.
She got so deep into this scam, and when she tried getting out of it, she became what is known in these scams as a money mule. They got her hooked into it.
Laura wasn't alone.
My name is Glenda.
It's the latest scammer tactic, now so widespread that federal agents have broadcast warnings.
Police officers told me that my love was a scam.
This feels like it moves to a whole other level of sinister.
They use victims till the end.
Retired Postal Inspector Natalie Rita investigated cases where victims fell so hard for their scammers, they'd do anything they were told, like depositing other victims' money in their accounts to launder it and stay one step ahead of the authorities. At first, the victims might not have realized they were committing a crime.
They check their reasoning at the door.
Kelly says her mom opened bank accounts, created fake corporations, and even set up phony dating profiles for the scammers.
Could your mom have been compromised and actually been working for these guys?
I believe so.
At the time of her death, police said Kelly's mom, Laura, was actually under investigation for money laundering. federal agents had traced some of the money Laura unwittingly sent to scammers to Chicago and arrested this woman, Jennifer Gosha, along with two Nigerian nationals for alleged involvement in romance fraud. While prosecutors say Gosha was an active participant, she has pleaded not guilty and told us she too was a money mule, duped by one of the Nigerians, and says she never made a nickel.
It wasn't like a ding, 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 something's wrong.
Gosha says she dated one of the Nigerians in real life, but he operated behind her back.
I served in the Iraqi war. I raised my children. I am not someone who decides, after all I've accomplished in my life, now I'm going to become a criminal mastermind. If I'm going to come up with the scheme, it's not going to be this dumbass scheme.
If convicted, Gosha could face up to 30 years in prison.
Do you ever think to yourself, I played a part in someone's life being ruined?
I have thought that many, many times. And I didn't play a part in it knowingly.
You're saying you're a victim of the scammers as well.
I'm absolutely a victim. But I...
And you're a victim who may end up doing time.
And only because they feel like I should have known.
As for Kelly Gao, her thought is simple. Someone has to pay.
And I have so much anger towards them. They took everything away from her. And I, my family, will never get that time back.
Wow. Eye-opening, disturbing. Jim, where does your investigation go now?
Well, Maurice, law enforcement tells us that the explosion of romance scams is tied directly to the increased popularity of online dating apps. They are, after all, a target-rich environment for scammers. So tomorrow, we'll dive much more deeply into that on CBS Mornings.
That's must-see. Jim, thank you. Officials overseas investigating a mid-air crash between two helicopters. We'll have the details next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There were no survivors today when two helicopters collided in midair during a rehearsal for a military parade in Malaysia. One helicopter clipped the other's rotor, sending both crashing to the ground and killing all 10 crew members on board. The accident prompted Malaysia's government to cancel Saturday's 90th anniversary celebration for its Navy. The future of the popular security screening company Clear appears to be murky in the state of California. We'll explain why next. Tonight, the popular security screening service Clear is facing some possible turbulence in California. The company could be banned from the state's airports after lawmakers say it's created a system of haves and have-nots when it comes to skipping the long lines. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
In long airport security lines, one thing is perfectly clear. Those who pay extra get rewarded.
And what the current system does is it allows a Clear customer to cut the line.
California State Senator Josh Newman introduced a first-in-the-nation law that would stop customers who pay the $189 annual fee from leapfrogging the security line at the state's airports.
All Clear really does is it moves me in front of you, and we get to the same place in front of the conveyor belt. Only by then, you're mad, the TSA agent's all stressed out, and I paid $189 because I think I'm better than you.
How is this different than any other service that we pay to jump the line?
People pay to jump the line at theme parks. They pay to jump the line going into music concerts, sports stadiums.
The company says it has nearly 1 million California customers and pays airports there $13 million. Several airlines have taken a stake in Clear and say the lost revenue could mean higher fares. But Clear, which uses fingerprinting and eye scanning in its screenings, has had issues in recent years with security lapses. That's the main reason the union representing flight attendants supports the bill. And lawmakers don't want to ban Clear entirely, just separate the lines.
If you pay for Clear, you know, go do your line somewhere else.
That's financially and logistically impractical. TSA doesn't have the funding it needs now to adequately staff all of the security lanes that exist.
And Clear is also facing another business challenge. The TSA and airlines are already investing in similar technology at checkpoints around the country, including right here at LAX. The goal is to move everyone through security faster, whether you've got Clear or not. Maurice?
Okay, Carter, we'll keep an eye on that one. Carter Evans in Los Angeles tonight. Thank you. Heart of America is next with a NASA accomplishment that is truly out of this world.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Finally here, tonight's Heart of America, and we meet the NASA scientists who repaired a spacecraft from 15 billion miles away. The Voyager 1 is known for being the first spacecraft to go beyond our solar system. So when it stopped sending data back to Earth last November, the team faced a daunting task. They traced the problem to a single manufacturing computer chip and announced yesterday, that's malfunctioning computer chip, they announced yesterday that they'd finally made contact once again. Suzanne Dodd, the Voyager project manager, said this was all about teamwork.
It's just incredible to be a part of this mission that continues to this day and that has inspired so many generations of people to go into space exploration or science.
Suzanne Dodd and the Voyager 1 team at NASA, tonight's Heart of America, all about teamwork. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Maurice Dubois. Thanks so much for joining us here. Have a good night.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.